Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I really believe that the fruit of the Spirit will help us in our walk with Christ to be able to show Christ to the world. So it relates to how we share Christ with others, how we relate to our family. I think that it has the power just to completely transform our lives.
Indeed. And let's talk about this in depth, because I think when people think of the flannel board or they think of the fruits of the Spirit, they either it's this disconnected thing that doesn't apply to them, because they can say, like, as if it's in their genes, and it sort of is in our DNA to be selfish. But, you know, I'm not patient. I'm not that kind of person, as if they can't get there from here. But the other thing is the sense that we need to crank it out, like we somehow produce more fruit by doing more. And as Scripture talks about, we produce fruit by abiding in the vine. So what are your thoughts on the whole idea of cultivating a fruit-bearing life?
Yeah, I mean, I love that you're talking about connecting into the vine and how God produces fruits in us. You know, one version of Galatians 5, 22 and 23 in the beginning, it says, when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, it will look like this. And there's another passage of Scripture that talks about keeping in step with the Spirit. And so there's this sense that every one of us needs to grow in these fruits in different ways. So some of us might need more patience than others. Mm-hmm. But basically, as we're progressing in patience, as we're progressing in love, as we're growing in our joy on a daily basis, that's how we know that we're drawing closer to Christ. That's the fruit that the Holy Spirit of God produces in us to help us, you know, follow Christ. And so the reason this has hit me so hard is I feel that we have too often in the Christian world focused on the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And so I think all of this starts with aiming for the right thing in our lives. So we know that we need more of this in our lives. We'll pray for it. We'll seek for it. We'll ask God to produce it in us. We'll pray that God will produce mm-hmm. in us, because it's ultimately a fruit of Him. But basically, I think that we've gotten sidetracked so much in the Christian world, and I've been guilty of this. I remember studying in Bible college, and people who would have described me might have viewed me more as, and this really was what I was aiming for, was to be really intense, to sometimes have a lot of holy anger. Mm-hmm. Have you heard it? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you met people
sure.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a common thing in the Christian world.
Equating passion with maturity.
Yeah, equating right. passion, equating intensity. And what the Bible says, what it means to draw closer to Christ, is that we'll produce a lot more of the fruit of the Spirit. And so, you know, it's kind of like a youth leader I had growing up who was, I'll use the word militant in his faith. I'm positive he loved Jesus so much. I'm just not sure if he loved anyone else.
And you see that sometimes.
You see that. And honestly, I think it's more prevalent because of social media and online world
mm-hmm.
is just that there's this feeling of that, and people have used this phrase, that Christians have become more known for what they're against than for what
right.
they're for.
Mm-hmm.
Every time some world leader says something or does something that, you know, we disagree with, everyone just is bashing and coming against. And there's a time for truth, right? So it's not to say that we need to cast down truth, but it's how we bring the truth of God